Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second, the left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth, the DH, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth, the catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Riles moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyeven fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball 4. Reed moves to second. Brian Clutterbuck now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Deer moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Deer scores. Manning moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. Puckett moves to third. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gaetti. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Gaetti steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Clutterbuck covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a line drive into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to third. One out. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Mickey Hatcher pinch hits for Randy Bush. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne scores. It's 6-2, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher now playing left field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive towards short. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to third. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Riles is called out on strikes. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deere hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gagne strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Puckett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Bean now playing left field. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.